This is Scientific American's 60 Second Earth. I'm David Biello. Your minute begins now. That's an air gun. By exploding compressed air underwater, scientists map the subsurface of the seafloor. The process can reveal new deposits of fossil fuels and other important information. And now industry has permission to use air guns off the U.S. East Coast, which means more dead whales. Cetaceans and other marine life rely on their ears to navigate. Air guns deafen them, if not kill them outright, as the U.S. Department of Interior admits. The sound is 250 decibels or more, much louder than a jet engine. Dozens of melon-headed whales washed up dead on Madagascar beaches following similar seismic air gun testing by ExxonMobil in 2008. At new risk are cetaceans like the North Atlantic right whales. 500 or fewer remain. They'll have something like dynamite going off in their oceanic living room every 10 seconds for days or even weeks at a time now. Alternatives exist, from seafloor vibration producers to revamped air guns that produce less sound but equally good images. Such choices might provide a little more peace and quiet in what's become a very noisy ocean. For Scientific American 60 Second Earth, I'm David Biello.